Welcome to episode 86 of the Lost Trail Runner podcast. If you're wondering what in the world I'm talking about, I've gone back to my old numbering system before I switched to my Podbean feed. I started renumbering my podcast when I switched my feed, and I wanted to reflect my total number of podcasts, so I've switched back. So instead of episode 18, this is going to be episode 86. Hope you enjoy it. Good morning, everyone. It's a cold morning. I'm out at Stone Mountain again. I'm on the trail. Thought I would come out here and try to get in an hour and a half. I have had in the past 2 weeks less than stellar 2 weeks of running. My hip's still bothering me. I'm really getting tired of going from one injury to another. You know, I had the plantar fasciitis for about a half a year. Now this thing's dragging me down. I mean, I can run. It's just uncomfortable and demoralizing. I don't know if that's what you'd call it. It's just where I can run to keep my fitness up, I guess, but I really can't train for running any races and doing, you know, a good time or anything, because it just bothers me. I mean, anytime I really try to run any distance, it starts acting up. Like this morning, I always get this false sense of if I take a couple of days off, it'll get better. And I take a couple of days off and it gets worse, because I think it just tightens up more when you don't move it. So I think on my last recording, I mentioned that I wasn't going to take any more days off. Well, that didn't work. I just got into a situation where I just didn't feel like running, because I just didn't want to go out and ache every time my right foot hit the ground. But then I go, well, I realize that if I don't, I don't think it's going to help either. So maybe I'll just take what I can get out of this. Just run. Not worry about races for a while. But I've got some coming up that I'd really like to do. So maybe my strategy should be just go and participate and really don't worry about finish time, where you finish in the pack, all that stuff. Just go have a good time. Suffer with your hip and enjoy yourself, right? So maybe that's what I'll do. There's some Atlanta Track Club Grand Prix events coming up here the next month. I think this is February now, and I think next weekend is a 5K that I've been doing for a long time. And it's one of those where you want to do a good time, but I know it's just a matter of going and running to finish it. But I just hate to see lousy times on my watch. But I guess I'll get over it. And then a couple of weeks after that, there's an Atlanta Track Club 8K. And both of these are races on pavement. And then I think in March, they've got a trail run out at the Olympic Horse Park area. That's where the equestrian events for the 96 Olympics were held. And there's a lot of trail. Also, the mountain bike course was out there for the 96 Olympics. And some of that is used for the trail run. So I might try to do that one too. And just tough it out, you know. See, the more I run today, it's like the more it loosens up and the better it feels. Not that I'm going any speed. I'm just chugging along here. But at least I'm moving. It's, this morning it was about 26 degrees when I woke up. Really cold for, I think it's the coldest day of the year so far. But by the time I got out the door and got out here, it was about 40, which isn't too bad. Bright sun, little breeze, but I'm in the woods on the trail, so breeze isn't an issue at all. The issue is trying to stay upright, not trip on something. Crossing a little stream here. See if I can do this without getting my feet wet. Days like this, come out on the trail, about 40 degrees. It's really crisp. My eyes water, my nose runs. All those good things. And we really had severe storms a couple of days ago here in Northeast Georgia. Had some tornadoes up north of Atlanta and destroyed some houses and stuff. So the trail's pretty wet today too. Left over from that rain. I mean, it was a deluge or deluge. I actually like days like this for running. Where it's nice and crisp out. And wind's not an issue. I didn't bring my gym boss this morning, so I'm just kind of running and walking how I feel. So it'll probably be a pretty slow run though. I hadn't planned on anything fast for sure. There's a wet section here. See if I can make it through here without slipping and sliding. I figured I'll go out 45 minutes and turn around. Depending on how far I get in 45, probably not going to get that far. I hear some people over on the railroad track. Track's about maybe 50-100 yards from here, where I'm at right now. I'm running away from it. Yeah, didn't run for a couple of days and was looking at books, and I was looking at the first program again, thinking about doing that, and I said, what am I even thinking about this? I can hardly even run. I would consider this particular trail fairly technical. It's got a lot of routes, a lot of single track, almost all single tracks, as a matter of fact, and stones, you name it. All sorts of things to catch a toe and send you sailing, which I've done in the past down here quite frequently. And this run's not over, so you may be witness to one of those crashes. Just depends. Hopefully not. I'd like to stay upright. my whole run. Now I'm running over big crushed rock, coming to a little wooden bridge. Which went over a stream. Now I'm headed downhill. They got some railroad ties across the trail for so the if it rains, it won't erode everything away. Wearing a beanie hat today, and it's got no sun visor, so the sun's right in my eyes, glaring off my glasses. Even better chance to trip, right? I've got my Zoom H1 in my vest pocket, and I've got a giant squid audio mic plugged into it and clipped onto my vest to talk into. So we'll see how it comes out in the end. Hopefully okay. I haven't done a Lost Trail Runner 2 podcast for a while. I'm thinking about going. Xterra's got a 21K and 42K trail race out at, I'm thinking it's Fort Yargo. One of those places out that way. Anyway, I'm thinking about taking my mic and my camera and just going out there and doing some photography and maybe talk to some of the runners before and after the race. I don't know who, if there's anybody I know running it. I might run into Ken Brown out there. If he doesn't run it, he'll probably be volunteering for it. Maybe I could do an interview with Ken. Ken, if you're listening to this, how about that? An interview, what do you think? And if Jim Merritt's listening, maybe you too, since you got that streak going of about 300 years of running without missing a day. That'd be good too. An uphill here. Jumping over these roots. Going up a little hill here. Going up a hill on the trail. And to my left is Venable Lake. For anybody that runs out here at Stone Mountain. Which means I'm going around the mountain counterclockwise. My run portion, I'm in the 14s. Total overalls in the 15s. So that'll be okay for a trail on a gimpy hip. I have no idea how long I'm running and walking. I'm just doing what feels comfortable. I know I'm going over 30 seconds on the run. I don't know about the walk. Another stream to ford here. Step over these rocks. I actually told myself today I wasn't even going to look at distance. We'll see how long that holds up, right? I was just going to do my hour and a half, and whenever it came out, that's what it is. Because I have a tendency, if I'm looking at distance, I'll start trying to pick up the pace to get a better time, you know? And I don't think so. Not today. Heart rate's about a 128 right now. And going down because I'm walking a little uphill here. I think this area right in here is the scene of my last bad crash on the trail. Where I hit my new knee on a root and bled pretty bad. Of course, it bled worse than what it really was. And I think that's because I take an aspirin. I only take one every other morning. Cardiologist wanted me to take one every day, and I told him I didn't want to be a water sprinkler if I cut myself. And he said since I was in good shape, every other day at work. So I take a low dose aspirin every other day. That's for my AFib, which I haven't really had many problems with so far for a while. I also do take a, I think it's called a beta blocker or a calcium channel blocker or some crazy thing like that that keeps my heart rate from going up way high. That's probably why when I run races, I only get about 140 beats. Probably limits my speed too. You know, that's okay. As long as I can keep moving. When you get older, you're just grateful to be moving, right? Racing PRs are done with, so you need to just enjoy what you got. Which is hard to do when in the past you're used to run faster. Because, you know, you slow down when you get older anyway. And if you have a racing heart, you're lucky to run anyway. So I guess I should just be happy. I'm not happy with my hip. Slow as I run, I shouldn't get injured, right? A couple of weeks ago, Laura ran a race, 5K. And it was a really hilly course. And she ran it really slow. I think she did it like in 35. She still came in second in her age group. So she said, oh, I really ran slow. But the good was I was still second. So everybody else ran slow too. So she wasn't so bummed out about that. You gotta go with what the day offers, right? Going across another creek and a wooden bridge. Now I'm running across the earthen dam that separates Venable Lake from Stone Mountain Lake. The upper portion of the dam is Venable, and the lower portion is Stone Mountain Lake. What I may do is just run around the whole mountain. Some days you run into a lot of people out here on the trail walking it. Because it's about in the 6 mile range loop around the lake. I mean around the mountain and parallel to the lake. Like right now, I'm on the Stone Mountain Lake is on my right side, which makes me on the north side of the lake, headed towards the gristmill. And then another creek. I don't know if you can hear them or not in the background when I go over them. Well, I've got 45 minutes left. What I'll do is, if I hit an hour and a half before I finish, I'll just hit my start button again and keep going. I'm a little short on time this week anyway. Yesterday I was supposed to do an hour run, and it was windy out, cold, and I just wasn't in the mood. Once I hit the grist mill, I should have a couple of miles left to finish. Not looking at the distance. I get my on my Garmin, it's just doing countdown and heart rate right now, and it says I got 41 minutes left and I'm at 134. That's all I need to know. Got my Brooks Pure Grits on today, and I haven't had the occasion to run in them on wet rocks, so I don't know how the traction is. They work good on the trail, you know, the roots and the rocks and the leaves and the pine needles and all that, but not on these big slabs of rock that are wet. I mean, we're not talking individual rock. This is part of the mountain here. It's just solid. This has finally turned into a decent run. Not fast, just decent. One where I'm starting to enjoy myself. And I got 38 minutes left out of an hour and a half. And I'm just now enjoying myself. I got to go up and over this section here because it's really wet rock and it's all at an angle sloping down towards the lake, so if I hit any kind of moss, I'll be on my back or side, which wouldn't be too comfortable. Okay, now I start going again. One more creek. Trying to think how many more I gotta go over. I'm coming up to the covered bridge. Maybe I'll start doing these trail runs without my beeper, because I can chug along here pretty comfortably for a while. You know, I don't really have to walk. Of course, I'm going uphill now, so do a little walking. Well, doing the longer running like that gives me the opportunity when I need to walk, I can pretty much walk for a little while without losing a lot of time. The trail here goes down by the lake over towards the grist mill, and I just skipped that part. Go up the side of the road here. Turn right on the sidewalk that goes towards the restrooms up above the grist mill, and then go down by the grist mill and hit the trail again. Okay, now I'm running down the sidewalk, coming down by the grist mill. Here's the grist mill. I'm running on the bridge that goes around on the side of the grist mill, the walkway. Wooden walkway that's attached to the grist mill. And then you come out the other side and you're back on the trail. Okay. Coming in a section here. And we're getting back to roots and rocks again. I'm thinking as slow as I'm going that I'm probably going to do about 15 minute pace on the trail here. Maybe a little slower than that, unless things change. But that's okay. It's an aerobic workout. And it's my long run, and they're supposed to be slow anyway. Right? It's my long run. time-wise, I wouldn't call it long run distance-wise. Okay, time for another little bit of walk. 24 minutes left. I should be pretty close to all the way around the mountain. Kind of have changed my strategy. Earlier I said I would probably just continue running when I get to an hour and a half. I'll probably just let the workout finish and just stroll to the car. It'll still be a good workout. Well, I'm almost at Snow Mountain. They have a big lawn that people sit on in the summertime to watch the laser show on the face of the mountain where the carving is. And in the wintertime, that lawn's got a fairly big slope to it, so they build these big ramps and things and put up a big snow area where people ride down it in inner tubes to the end. And you can hear the music from the speakers coming back into civilization. The trail comes out in front of the mountain onto a kind of a bricked, cobbled sidewalk. It goes around in front of the mountain and you go back on the trail on the other side. And this is right directly down at the bottom of the big slope where the Snow Mountain is. They've got a big one that's up at the top side that ends about where the railroad track goes across in front of the mountain. And then on this side that I'm on, they've got a smaller area for kids that are too small to go on the Snow Mountain thing where they come over and play in the snow. They got a big machine shooting snow in the air and stuff like that. They can make snowballs and throw them at each other. It's like a big playground. I've just about gone around it. It's called Little Angels, the section where the kids will go. Now I'm heading back in the woods. They got a sign here that says, this way to Cherokee Trail. Now I'm back on the trail. I'll be hitting an uphill in a minute. We'll see how I do on it. I guess you can still hear the music, but it's fading away in the background. It's weird being on a trail like this. Well, I get about halfway up when you're running fairly technical trail and then all of a sudden you're in civilization. I'm pretty much in the home stretch now. I quit watering a long time ago. It's one of those things where when I first start running in the cold, my right eye just waters like a water sprinkler. And then, after about, I don't know how long into the run, it just quits. And it's just regular. Doesn't bother me. My left eye doesn't do that. This whole section here is, after this hill, is mostly a slight uphill grade. And then just before I finish, it'll level out. So this may be a slow run, but it'll end up in my good category just because my hip didn't bother me too much the whole time after I got going. When I first started, though, it did. It was stiff. I guess once you get moving, warm those muscles up, it gets better. But when they're stiff, boy, they hurt. Like I said, I think it's that glute muscle, maybe my groin muscle, that whole area on the right leg. And it's one of those things, when you have something like that, you end up favoring it one way and something else gets pulled. So you go from one thing to the next. You know, my theory for this year from the start was doing half-hour short runs, hour medium runs, hour and a half long runs. And tried to stick with that, or half-hour walk, half-hour bike ride, whatever. There's a section here where you hit the rocks, but you're going uphill, and there's a whole bunch of roots on the trail before you hit the big slab. If I finish this before my hour and a half's up, it's definitely not going to be 6 miles. I certainly wasn't running a 10-minute pace. It's going to have to be 5 or a little over. I'm trying to think where I might have taken a shortcut, because it's usually about 5.86. As you can see, I'm walking. I wonder if my Garmin just wasn't picking up the distance or something, because this thing usually about 5.8. I'm going to look. I wasn't going to do it. I got my curiosity up because I'm almost back to the start, and I still got 8 minutes left, so things aren't computing here. See, this says I only got 5.2 miles. That's about 6/10 short easily. Now I'm on a repeat section. I'm going to run over to the where the walk up to the mountain is, and then come back down towards where I parked on the sidewalk. I was worried that I wasn't going to make it around the mountain. Now I'm having to run extra to get my time in. So I've run completely around the mountain on the trail, and then ran back up to the walk up again and out towards the road. Now I'm cutting back through a lawn here on the other side of this building to hit the sidewalk to head back to the parking lot. Then I still got 4:29 left. What was I saying? I was gonna walk the rest of the way after my time ran out. My time is never gonna run out. I'm just so much faster than I thought I was, right? I doubt it. If you run on the road around the mountain, it's 5 mile loop. But when you run on the trail, you're doing a lot of back and forth, and you know, going towards the mountain, away from the mountain, and all that stuff, and you get the extra distance. 1 minute, 3 seconds. I've run through the parking lot. Now I'm running out in the field next to the parking lot. Ooh, it's mushy out here. 43 seconds. I'll just walk to the end, and we'll see what my total mileage was. Finished. It says I averaged 15:29, 5.81 miles, average cadence of 66. That's pretty slow, isn't it? Average heart rate of 123. 1 hour and a half. Maybe I'll just go with that. It's too much trouble to try to figure it out. So I think this is going to be a Lost Trail Runner 2 podcast. I don't know if it's 17, 18, 19. It's in that range somewhere. You'll find out. Of course, you're hearing this at the end, and you'll already know. So until next time, I'll see you later. Bye.
Hey, thanks for listening to today's podcast. We'll be here next time. Keep the emails coming in and be sure to subscribe.